Chapter 4 City Pony.
"That's her!" exclaimed Rarity as she pranced off toward the newcomer. The others followed her lead.
"Isn't she a student?" asked Twilight Sparkle. "Where are her books?"
"Maybe she packed them," Fluttershy shrugged.
The pony did have several suitcases stacked high next to her.
"You must be Sweetmint from Manhattan," said Rarity, smiling as she approached the lost soul. "Welcome to Ponyville."
"Yes," the unicorn breathed a sigh of relief, then squealed, "That's me!"
She was practically exploding with excitement upon seeing her mentor.
"Oh, Rarity! Wow! It's like, really you!"
Her big golden eyes widened.
"But how did you know what I looked like?"
Sweetmint's face was like that of a pony who had just seen some pony like Sapphire Shores or Trenderhoof trot by, filled with complete adoration and star-struck awe. Rarity liked that about her.
"Oh, I didn't."
Rarity walked around the new pony, sizing her up. "But I spied your utterly fabulous look and thought only a true fashionista like myself would know that forest green is the color of the moment. Tell me, is the scarf one of your own designs?" This mentor thing was going even better than she anticipated. Rarity could already tell that Sweetmint was a pony after her own heart.
"Oh, it's such an absolute pleasure to meet you, darling."
Sweetmint's sleek, pale green mane swayed gently from side to side as she shook her head in disbelief.
"I can't believe it's actually you. I'm such a big fan of your work. You, like, totally look even more amazing in pony than you do in pictures. I got this one out of Mare Eclair."
She rifled through her saddlebag, procured a rumpled magazine clipping, and held it out for every pony to see. It was a photo of Rarity from Princess Cadence and Shining Armor's royal wedding, along with a feature article about her, the pony who had designed the bridal gown. A few more clippings fell to the ground, and Sweetmint scrambled to pick them up.
"That little blurb? Stop, darling."
Rarity flipped her mane and laughed.
"No, no, please continue if you must, Sweetmint."
"Actually, my name is Charity," the unicorn admitted.
At this, her eyes began to dart around nervously.
I don't know why Hoof put my, nickname down. Just, Charity.
"Oh, well, all right then, Charity," said Rarity, raising a suspicious eyebrow.
She wasn't sure why the sudden name switch bothered her. Maybe she just felt a little silly to have been calling her the wrong thing this entire time. Yes, that was it.
Pinkie Pie popped her head in between them and stage whispered, "Woo, that's super-duper spooky-tastical! Your names are almost the same name!"
"Rarity and Charity," Applejack marveled.
"Well, what do you know?"
Fluttershy smiled.
"That's nice."
"Interesting,"
Rainbow Dash was unconvinced. She crossed her arms and looked Charity up and down.
"Your name's really Charity?"
"Mm-hmm,"
Charity replied, looking at the other ponies curiously.
"What's yours?"
Rarity put her hoof to her forehead.
"Silly me, I didn't even introduce you."
Rarity pointed at the group.
"This is Rainbow Dash, Applejack, Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, and Her Grand Royal Majesty Princess Twilight Sparkle."
Rarity put a flourish on the last part. She was very proud of being best friends with royalty, and with the rest of them too, of course.
"My very best friends in the whole world."
"Rarity's friends, princess!" Charity bowed her head at the ponies.
"What an honor! I still can't believe I'm here with Rarity, and now I'm hanging out with all of you, too!"
She looked to each of them with a huge smile.
"This is so unreal! In a good way!"
"Shall we?"
Rarity motioned her hoof toward the exit. Charity started to pick up her things, but Rarity stopped her.
"Spike will take care of your luggage." "Wow, thanks!"
Charity beamed.
Her big eyes sparkled, framed by dark eyelashes. Rarity wondered if they were natural, or if the young pony had to use false ones like she did. "Spike!" Rarity sing-songed again. She wasn't accustomed to being ignored, especially by her biggest fan. "The luggage, please!" But Spike didn't respond in his usual prompt manner. He just stood still. The baby dragon was completely mesmerized. The ponies had only ever seen him making those heart-shaped eyes toward one other pony before, Rarity herself. The one pony he had had a not-so-secret crush on for basically forever. "Don't worry, Rarity," said Twilight Sparkle, nudging past the distracted dragon. She trotted over to the stack of bags. "We'll help. Right, girls?" "Darn tootin'," Applejack nodded and trotted over to pick up a large green case with yellow daisies patterned all over it. Pinkie Pie bounced after her and shouted, "I'll take the pink one!"
"No, wait," shouted Spike, snapping out of his daze. "I'll take this one."
He scrambled to grab the biggest case, a brown one with stickers all over it from different places in Equestria. He made a big show of it. Charity giggled. "Thank you, sir."
"At your service, miss," Spike bowed. "It's my pleasure."
Charity's expression turned to one of concern. She lowered her voice and whispered to Rarity, "I sure hope every pony likes me." "Don't worry, dear," Rarity assured the new girl. She trotted to her side, put a hoof around her, and started to lead her out of the station. "If you're anything like me, we'll all become fast friends."
"But I can guarantee I'll be the fastest,"
Rainbow Dash shouted as she shot off into the distance, leaving a bright rainbow trailing behind her. Charity looked to Rarity in awe.
"This is all so brilliant."
"If you're impressed already," Rarity flipped her mane, "just wait till you see my boutique."